And now the story of an artist from El Salvador who has New Yorkers shaking, literally. Guadalupe Maravilla works with sounds, vibrations, and their effect on the body. The artist has a new show at the Brooklyn Museum of Art, and that's where NPR's Jasmine Garst caught up with him.
Somewhere in Brooklyn, the walls and floors vibrate with noise. Maravilla says it's the same frequency as the sound the sun makes.
It's as gorgeous as it is eerie. This is part of artist Guadalupe Maravilla's new exhibition at the Brooklyn Museum. As he explains it, his whole life has been about this duality between horror and beauty. He grew up in El Salvador in the 70s and 80s. The country was being consumed by a bloody civil war. When he was 8, his family hired coyotes, who transport people across the border. They took him to the U.S.
From El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, all the way through Mexico, and eventually I made it to Tijuana, and eventually I crossed.
He drew a lot on the road. He would play a children's game from El Salvador called Tripachuca with other migrants. Players draw lines on a paper that can never cross. The end result looks like a labyrinth. As a ritual, before he opens an exhibit, Maravilla plays a giant game of Tripachuca at the museum with another immigrant. He says there's something therapeutic about it.
Confronting trauma when one is red is part of the healing process.
Maravilla's art is all about the trauma of displacement. In this latest exhibit, he decided to showcase ancient Mayan sculptures that belong to the Brooklyn Museum.
I feel that these objects are displaced. They don't belong here. They belong in Central America museums.
Also featured are his breathtaking sculptures called disease throwers, massive structures made of materials like volcanic ash and sea conches. Maravilla often travels back to El Salvador and retraces the journey he made as a child, buying and gathering objects along the way.
That chicken I picked up somewhere in Mexico, that rose also in Mexico, these corn that you see here made out of volcanic rock. They were made in Mexico.
The sculpture looks like mythological beings.
I'm really influenced by Mayan mythology, right? And if you think about their gods or deities, they're very frightening looking. But at the end, they're the ancestors, they're the protectors.
Attached to them are gongs, which Maravilla pounds and scratches, making sounds that bring them trembling to life. Maravilla began exploring sounds during his own health crisis. He says the trauma he experienced as a child had a major impact on his well-being. Years after arriving in the U.S., he developed a rare form of cancer. In addition to chemotherapy, he sought spiritual healers, shamans.
Sound as medicine is nothing new. Tibetan throat singers, they use vibration to heal. The flutes, the singing of the shamans in South America and all indigenous cultures also use sound as medicine.
He's known for creating sound baths in which people are exposed to a flood of sound. He spends a lot of time performing these rituals with undocumented communities and cancer patients. At one of them, which I was allowed to attend but not record, people lay on the floor. The vibrations were completely overpowering. My body felt like it was levitating. It was otherworldly. Like much of Maravilla's life and work, it was at times frightful but also breathtakingly beautiful. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.